Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up, though? This is a public service announcement from Big Boy Swag Entertainment, Hampton Enterprise Holdings and Trust LLC, and Big Hemp Music and Promotions. And yes, we're here to invade you and the valley and the city with great events and great services to provide you with the best entertainment and services you need to customize your interest. We're here. If we can provide you with any of our specialty services, please contact us at 480-740-6689 and 928-890-4949. I promise you, we will never disappoint you. Bless and love. Community, family, and protecting dreams. These are the things that the Chris K. Hart Agency of American Family Insurance believes in. We all have dreams, and the Chris K. Hart Agency can partner with you and the people most important to help make those dreams become reality. Whether it's buying a home, starting a business, or protecting the ones you love most with life insurance. Let's dream fearlessly and reach for the stars. Now, if you're in the Maricopa County, Phoenix metro area, you can call 602-235-0071. If you're in the Pinal County area, you can call 520-350-2500. And if you're trying to reach the American Family Insurance Agency online, go to www.chriskharagency.com. Or you can go to CCAHALL@AMFAM.com. We keep it fam around here. Dream fearlessly. Water and ice.
Rent ice.
Water and ice. Yeah. That's right. Water and Ice Thrifty Ice Cream has a brand new product, Philadelphia Water Ice. It's similar to the Italian Icy, but guess what? A little bit smoother, and it's dairy-free, you dig? So come check us out at Water and Ice Thrifty Ice Cream at 20928 North John Wayne Parkway, Suite C7, Maricopa AZ 85139. Shouts out to Tanya Thompson. Yeah. Pull up a B square.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Streets on Love You Back radio show, the hottest radio show around the country. We've been doing this thing 11 straight years. We got a great, great show for you tonight. We got Miss Love in the building, and we're going to be talking about injustice today. So without further ado, we're going to bring Miss Love in.
Good evening.
How you doing today, Miss Love?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
We're blessed. We're glad to have you on the show today. And for the record, Miss Love, go ahead and formally introduce yourself to the world, and then we're going to get straight into the interview.
Good evening, world. My name is Sandra Love, and I am grateful to be here this evening to give some input on this injustice.
That sounds good, Dan. So we're going to get right into it, Miss Love. What brings you to the show today about this injustice that's going on with Mr. Jackson?
Well, I just wanted to just kind of shed some light on the how the system sometimes is giving wrongful treatment to certain individuals. When we have a young man who is getting arrested and who is being charged with a serious offense, you know, police officers are holding him for hours and questioning him without a parent. Mind you, this child, he was a child at the time because he was under 18, and his mother was not allowed to be in the interrogation room with him. During that time, his mother actually went to the police station to find out if her child was there, and they said that she could not see him. So to me, number one, that's an injustice. And after they held him and they kept him for 24 hours, they had wanted him to take a plea. So here's a young man who doesn't know a whole lot about the legal system, and I am not going to say that his whole life he was an angel. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what he did wrong, okay, I can understand him paying for his crimes, but let's make sure that he gets a fair trial like he should be getting. So there's so much that's going on as far as his case is concerned. He was arrested when he was 16. They no process charges. He was released from jail. Then he was rearrested, and he came back with maybe 16, 17 more charges. So when it all boils down, this young man spent his 18th birthday on death row. And he did request a retrial, and he was granted because, number one, his father was not notified of anything in any of the court proceedings, so therefore he was allowed to get a retrial. However, they wanted to make sure that he had life plus 88 years. So I don't understand what I don't know. I just don't understand their mindset. There are so many things that went on with Shanti's trial that is not right. It seems as though he was they said that there was someone was shot. So let's start there. Shanti did not have a gun. They never found a gun on him. All they found was the fingerprints on this man's car. Of course, it was a Caucasian who was killed in a black neighborhood, and Mr. Jackson was the youngest in the bunch, but he was the one that received the death sentence. While the two other guys turned state evidence on him, of course, and he received the max. So fast forward now, Chauncey's been in prison since 93, 94, and if he even received life sentence, he should be on his way out on parole or something because he's done his time. He's written books. He's trying to get back to the community. He has even assisted students at college to help them with their criminal justice education. So I believe that Chauncey is doing something that that would allow him to be a productive citizen in society. He has family members in North Carolina. He has family members in Virginia, and everyone is waiting, arms open, and they are willing to assist him so that there can be parameters around to make sure that he's productive when he comes into society. So,
a great thing, Miss Love, because it's so much injustice out here. So I'm definitely listening to you of how young people go to prison and they make them take these pleas, and sometimes in a lot of cases our own prosecutors hide evidence just to get a conviction. And me and my wife work real close with prison reform for the last 11 years, and I've done seen this before. So when the two guys turned state on Mr. Jackson, how did that make you feel as his godmother at that time in the family when you find out someone flipped like that?
Well, of course, you know that we know that there's a game when it comes to dealing with criminal justice system, and when they try to question these inmates or people who are accused of crime. So a lot of the things we did not know, because his grandmother was the one that was who he was living with at the time. And she didn't know a lot either. And I do know that his cousin can talk about Montel. I believe Montel Williams wanted to tell the story at that time, but the attorneys that was on his case talked against it. So that never happened. And that would have brought a lot of light to his case during that time. But with her not knowing anything about the legal system and trusting in who was supposed to be his attorney, she listened to them. And of course, they led her down the wrong road.
Wow. And as you know from learning all this through the years and you getting a grasp of how this thing works, I mean, it outrages people, whether they loved one is in jail or whether someone that you know might be in jail. That just outrages people with how, once again, like I said, how not only our justice system work, but how these prosecutors work. Because, see, nothing goes forward without the DA and the prosecutor. And I just looked at a case 3 days ago where a young man spent 28 years in prison for a crime he didn't even commit, period. It took 28 years for someone to say, hey, you know what? Let's do a DNA with this case. Let's do this, that, and the other. And then you exonerated the man. 28 years. So that make anybody not only angry, but that make people look at our justice system just like we look at it. You know what I mean? It's been corrupt for many years. So we have to learn about what we're facing with these monsters. I'm going to just call it like I see it. You know, our justice system is a monster. So we have to go by how they move when it comes to all this forensics file, all this DNA. And I think that's what we need to bring to Mr. Jackson's case if Mr. Jackson is innocent of this case right here. You know, we need to have DNA and all that at this crime scene. What you think, Ms. Love?
I think that would be a great thing to do, because I know, like I said earlier, they don't have the fingerprints on a gun, but he is accused of killing this young man. His fingerprints was on the car, on the vehicle, but there's no gun found on this young man. So how is he convicted of something that they can have the circumstantial evidence? So, okay, yes, of course he was around the vehicle. He might have been inside the vehicle. So we need to make sure that if he committed a crime, punish him for that crime. But don't just start stacking charges and throwing stuff on the wall and let's just see what's going to stick. This is a 17-year-old kid. You come in here with 16 charges. Come on, seriously? 16 felony
right.
charges on
and
a little
He already court. Got a headache with the first charge.
Right. And then, of course, with him being so young, he was null prost. Okay, he's a little 16-year-old. You get null prost. You think, all right, okay, I'm good. Everything is fine. They don't have nothing on me because I didn't do anything. So he's thinking he's safe. But not knowing what null prost means, okay, I'm going to let you go right now because I don't have enough evidence. But trust and believe, I'm going to watch you, because as soon as you make a wrong move and spit on the sidewalk, I'm putting you back up in here, and then I can put something else on you. Come on.
Wow.
And these are kids.
Wow.
And it seems like once you're in the system, you can't get out, because it's always, they know your name,
oh,
it's
man.
Over.
You got that right, Ms. Love. It's like when you're in that system, it's just like anybody in the game, you know. It's hard to get out, you know what I mean? It's easy to get into something, but it's like pulling teeth and nails to get up out that justice system. Even that we know they wrong, you know. Do you have a wrongfully did innocent in y'all community down there in Virginia?
Wrongly convicted innocence project, you mean?
Yes. Do y'all have that in Virginia?
There is a wrong an innocence project, but I believe it's as one of this one of our students did some research on it, and they did reach out to them because last year, I believe 2 years last year when Chauncey was going up for a parole, they wrote to the parole board. And all of the students wrote as folk because we did we looked at his case, and of course he had some charges before this murder charge. So they looked at how the witnesses had different stories, and they looked out that how he was not treated right. So they wrote to the parole board, and they outlined in their document everything that they saw, everything that was wrong, and then they saw the other people who were being paroled who have done something worse than he, and then he was convicted as a juvenile, and then they were coming out with this juvenile law, so they're, all of that was going on. And I'm sorry for going around everything because you was asking about the Innocence Project, but we did reach out to the Innocence Project about this case. And they said that you know, of course, they would assign someone to it. I haven't heard back yet. And the young lady who had reached out, she was the one that started, so we hadn't heard anything from them. But one of the things we wanted to do was urge him to request a pardon to the governor. And we did try to do that, but they said it had to come from Chauncey.
Mm-hmm.
So we are...
So that's what I think y'all need to do, Ms. Love. Re-contact the Innocence Project, because as you know, and I know, they deal with so many different cases, you know, and you have to keep pounding at that door, just like a woodpecker. You got to keep pecking,
okay.
You know, until you knock the tree down. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to also send you some information, too. We have a lot of resources on our website, but I'm also sending you some information, too, to start
okay.
reaching out and still keep contacting, you know, because sometimes we get discouraged when things don't happen like we think they should happen right away. But we
mm-hmm.
have to just stick in there and keep moving forward, because God sooner or later going to open that door up, especially
mm-hmm.
when a man or woman is innocent. We don't know what day it's going to come, but it's going to come. You see what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to get involved with it as well. And like I said, send you all a lot of information. And me and my wife met Mr. Jackson through a friend of ours in California, Miss Bubbles. And that's how we got in touch with the young man. And he's working
mm-hmm.
with our organization, the Streets Don't Love You Back organization. And he's also went through our program, the Streets Don't Love You Back intervention program. And
mm-hmm.
he's working on that as well. So we wanted to give Mr. Jackson a big shout out for all the work
mm-hmm.
that he's doing behind the walls. And we know God
mm-hmm.
is going to prevail. We just have to keep moving forward with what we believe in and never give up that belief. And anything else you need to say, Miss Love?
Well, I do appreciate that, because his cousin and I, we've been working years, going in front of the parole board, trying to offer and show the things that he's done to improve himself, and not just sit back and just kind of do nothing. You know, he's written books. He's trying to do something to give back to the community. He's had the little workbooks to where he can go and talk to these young men who are going down the same path about what they should not do and how to maybe represent themselves in a different light. And the thing is that, you know, when we present that kind of stuff to the parole board, it seems like it's, I don't know, it's not enough, you know? So what we're trying to do is just grasp the things that we can do, get and show them that this young man is actually sitting there and he's doing something. He's going to classes. He's going through different programs. He's doing something. He's reaching out. So give him that opportunity. He was a child when he went in there. He's 40 years old. Come on, somebody got to give. Somebody
wow.
has to give something.
You mean
yes.
you put a kid away at 16 years old. He's 40 years old now. And don't you know how much evidence that is that's lost if they haven't, you know, secured the evidence? And this, did they even give
mm-hmm.
Mr. Jackson a gun resignation with, you know, gunpowder on his hand? Did they even do that?
I am not sure of, but one thing I remember vividly is I was there with his grandmother, was talking to a young lady. She went to visit him while he was in a jail in Norfolk. And this young lady, Caucasian young lady, said that she was in the area when this murder happened. She said, I saw that young man standing by the car. She said, but he did not shoot them. And she was telling his grandmother that she told this to the investigators or somebody, and they told her if she testified or came forward and said that they were going to bring charges on her.
Hmm.
And
so they just wanted
that,
somebody to blame then and shut the case then, from what I'm hearing.
You know, maybe they had it out. Maybe he has, you know, grown up, he has been in trouble with the law or whatever the case may be. Maybe they say, okay, well, let's just put him away because maybe he has a rap sheet that we could say we can just throw something else on it and maybe it'll convict. I don't know what their process was. But, you know, all lives are important. And
amen.
When you have somebody threaten
and
you like that, that's...
That.
Yeah, so I really do appreciate
yeah.
what you could send me, because we need to get together, because we're still trying to push and see if we can get this young man out so that he can do some good in society and help these young brothers.
Yeah,
that
well,
are,
you got my and my wife's support. Yeah, well, you
and
got our support, Miss Love. And we're going to, with Mr. Jackson, and we're going to keep doing what we need to do, because if you can... You got any transcripts from this case? I know it's been many years, but do you have any transcripts from this case?
I have some. Matter of fact, it was one. I have some from a case that we did at the college, and I can
mm-hmm.
get those to you.
Yeah, because I wanted to take a look at him. And then, you know, because I'm friends with the sheriffs and the prosecutors all here in Arizona, which me and my wife's intervention program is in 165 prisons around the country, including here in Arizona. Yeah. So we work real close, and me and the sheriff is real, real good friends. And I just want to take a look, and then I'm going to, you know, ask my sheriff friend to read some of this and, you know, just pick his brain, you know what I mean, as a sheriff, you okay. know, and as an individual, okay. and exactly what he think about this. But I really think if they did not take a gun analysis that Mr. Jackson shot a gun, because if you shoot a gun, we all know gunpowder going to be on your hand, period, you know. So
yes.
if they didn't do that, that was totally wrong, you know. When Mr. Jackson got locked up at 16 years old, wasn't no DNA going on. But now it's many years later, DNA is jumping off, you know. All
yeah.
these things need to be in place to clear this young man, you know what I'm saying? If you did mm-hmm. a crime, okay, then do your time. But it's so many young men and women behind them walls that ain't did nothing but catch a headache, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
In this prison system, because a lot of people go in the prison system that's never been in jail. So they go in the prison system, then they got to learn that world, because that's a whole different animal, you know?
Exactly.
So these are the type of things that people don't realize what our law enforcement, our system, do to our young children that grows up in the prison system, you know? We don't know what goes on from day to day. But you better believe, as a young kid going in the walls and not knowing nobody, you catch holy hell before
Hello.
It smooth out, you know? So this is what I know for a fact, you know? So that right there really touches me. So we're going to definitely work with you on this, Ms. Love, and I'm going to definitely send you all that information on your email when we hang up. Is there anything else you would like the viewers to know, Ms. Love?
Yes, I just want them to know that even though we have young men who are in our system and young men who are out there, and they're young and they may go the wrong way, there is no child that we can just not turn around. There's a child, we can help everybody. Everybody deserves a second chance. And then if you have children or people that you know that are going the wrong way, don't give up on them. You know, pour into them. You know, love covers a multitude of sin. So just take the time with these young men and try to, if you see someone, try to give them some assistance, try to give them some help, try to find someone that can mentor them. Because you never know. One thing that Mr. Jackson told me years ago, he said, you know, if I had someone in my life who had talked to me the way you did, maybe I would have changed and I'd have done something different. So when you're young, you don't know the type of impression that you're putting on a child. So take that time out and pour into these young folks and give them a role model. And even though you're not sitting in their face, people, you can be a role model by the way you walk, by your actions. So just take the time and show these young men and these young women what to do and how to be. And that's what I want them to know. And I just want them to know that Chauncey, he is a awesome young man. And I'm not going to say that Chauncey has never done anything wrong in his life, but I just want you to know that I believe that whatever sins he's done or whatever crime he's committed, that he's paid for those crimes. And I believe that he's a better person. And I just want to give him some props, because he didn't sit inside those walls and he did not let his life go completely to the south. He didn't adapt to the norms of that prison. He is one of those that decided to make something of himself. You got a teenager who hadn't finished high school. He's got that education. He's finished some other courses. He's written books. This young man is actually doing things with his life while he's there. So if there's anybody out there that can do something to assist, please call the radio station and let us know, please, because our goal is to free Mr. Jackson. And I thank you for your time, and I thank everyone for listening.
Hey, you're very welcome, Miss Love. So shoot me that information when you get time. I'll go gather some information, and I'll shoot that to your email, and I'll let Mr. Jackson know we had a great interview, and we're going to keep moving forward with this until something breaks. Is that fair enough to say?
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. I appreciate it all.
Hey, you have a great one now. Have a great weekend, and be safe, and God bless.
You and your wife, y'all do the same. Thank you very much. God bless.
You're very welcome.
Good night.
Yeah, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. That was Miss Love in the building tonight. We're talking about Mr. Jackson, a young man down in Virginia that got caught up into something that wasn't even his thing, you know. But in the midst of all that, Mr. Jackson is doing a lot of great things from behind the walls, and we're going to keep moving forward trying to get that recognition to get Mr. Chauncey up out of that prison system where he needs to be out here in the free world. God bless, and we're going to get to the music part now. And everybody stay blessed over the weekend, and peace and love. Let's get to it.
Water and ice. Water and ice. Yeah. That's right. Water and ice. Thrifty Ice Cream has a brand new product. Philadelphia Water Ice. It's similar to the Italian Icy, but guess what? A little bit smoother, and it's dairy free, you dig? So come check us out at Water and Ice Thrifty Ice Cream at 20928 North John Wayne Parkway, Suite C7, Maricopa AZ85139. Shouts out to Tanya Thompson. Yeah. Pull up a B squared. Yo, what up, though? This is a public service announcement from Big Boy Swag Entertainment, Hampton Enterprise Holdings and Trust LLC, and Big Hemp Music and Promotions. And yes, we're here to invade you and the valley and the city with great events and great services to provide you with the best entertainment and services you need to customize your interests. We're here. If we can provide you with any of our specialty services, please contact us at 480-740-6689 and 928-890-4949. I promise you, we will never disappoint you. Bless and love.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Once again, we had a great, great show today with Miss Love talking about injustice, and we want everybody to have a great weekend. Once again, we send our love to people who have been affected by the coronavirus, and if you have not got involved with The Streets Don't Love You Back organization, please log on to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.neen.com. Thanks very much for tuning in. Check us out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5 p.m. Arizona time, 8 p.m. East Coast time. Peace and love, and God bless.